Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Boston Light is the last manned lighthouse in America. It's also the nation's first and oldest lighthouse station. And this year, the Boston Light is marking a major milestone. The Massachusetts Lighthouse Station, located on Little Brewster Island in Boston Harbor, is turning 300 years old today. The original lighthouse tower was built by the British back in 1716, and that was before the Brits destroyed it during the Revolution. Americans later rebuilt it. Today, Sally Snowman is the resident keeper of Boston Light, and she joins us now from the lighthouse. Sally, welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, I'm sure you get this question all the time, but in these days of GPS, global positioning, and electronic navigation, what does the lighthouse do these days?
It does what it did 300 years ago. It shines its light into Boston Harbor to make safe haven for mariners. And not everybody is wired for electronics, either in their neural pathways or on their vessels. Yes, for large ships and what have you that traverse the planet, they would have it. But there's still many that count on the visual aids to navigation, the floating aids that mark the channel going into the harbors and major ones like lighthouses.
So what is your day-to-day activity like? You're there with your husband at the lighthouse station, not the lighthouse itself, but is it the kind of solitary lifestyle that we're used to reading about for lighthouse keepers?
Romantically, we would hope so. But not necessarily, because it's a lot of work out here. We're on an island, and we have to remember to bring everything that we need when we get there. So it takes a lot of planning. But I just thoroughly enjoy seeing the far expanse of the universe, just seeing the open ocean, and then looking up into the sky of whatever color. And it's just a wonderful life experience to be able to have this job.
You must have pretty fantastic night sky out where you are. Is it far enough away from Boston that you can really see the night sky?
Well, what disrupts the seeing stars in the sky is at the top of the lighthouse, we have an 11-foot crystal made up of 336 individual prisms that's been there since 1859, with a 1,000-watt lamp that gets magnified to 2 million candle power. That's a bright light. And we have that optic rotating with 12 bullseyes, which are they're round, they're prisms, they magnify. So as that 1,000-watt lamp, it gets lined up to one of the 12 bullseyes, it puts out a stream of light, a beam. So when I'm on the island, I see 12 individual beams coming out that fall down to the horizon. So I don't need to walk around the island with a flashlight. It's not really, really bright, but it's enough light that you don't bump anything during the night.
Big celebrations are coming up. So what's the Coast Guard planning, and what is Boston planning here?
We're going to do a symbolic relighting of the light. We're going to be shutting it down because it's automatic. So we're going to switch the light off and then turn it back on at sunset at 6:55. And the Coast Guard band is going to play Happy Birthday. I will be on the island pushing the go button, so I won't be listening to the band, but it's going to be awesome. We're only a mile away. I hope we have a west wind so we'll actually hear the band and the singing out here at Boston Light.
Sally Snowman, I can't thank you enough for extroverting yourself for us, because it's a great story and it's an honor to have you here because you're such a big part of it. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.